Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, that neither he nor his companions, but only the priest could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you know what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Today, as we pray for Sister Naomi's dad, we remember just how precious is his death. You thirsted for something beyond him. He thirsted for that living water that could quench his desire forever. And we pray that he is now flowing with that internal stream. Everything we heard from the book of Exodus today about that Passover was a prefigurement of Jesus' Passover, that new Moses who would lead us through baptism, through the desert of life, into the eternal promised land. We pray that you has finished that pilgrimage. Gospel verse today: "My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me." He knew Hugh by name from the day of his baptism. Hugh likewise knew Jesus. And the Good Shepherd has come calling. And the great source of Christian hope is what we have at the end of today's gospel, that Jesus desires mercy. He is all mercy, provided that we don't harden our heart to that gift. Death is a change of address into that eternal merciful embrace. Today, as we offer this Mass for you, we do so in the most Christian way of all. How can we make a return to the Lord for all the goodness he has done for us? By taking up this cup of salvation and calling upon his name. God with us, God saves.